Welcome to The Healthy Leadership Mentor, a podcast hosted by Andrew Gray. Andrew has over 25 years' experience as a business owner, not-for-profit leader, keynote speaker, mentor, and consultant. On the show, Andrew talks everything related to leadership, high-performance psychology, and inner-life health for leaders in the world of business, sport, not-for-profit, politics, and media. With a tertiary background in sports psychology and a multi-decade career developing healthy, high-performance leaders, Andrew is ready to empower your path towards a healthy and fruitful life. Let's go to today's episode.
Let's get into it for today's episode, starting off with this first point, the power of storytelling. We need to understand that storytelling is more than what it sounds like. I mean, obviously, it seems like a good idea to tell stories, and sometimes they can introduce humor and relatable experiences, and that does matter. But I want to take you a level deeper and help us to understand that the human journey, the human passage through life, is lived through the narrative of story. This is what draws us to movies so much. We love getting involved in the battle between good and evil. We love the story of the hero who tries to win the fair maiden. We love the narrative that's found in story, and it's because we resonate with story as it applies to our own journey through life. We go through phases, we go through stages constantly in our journey. And as we go through it, it's like the chapters of a book. It's like that book that which is the story of our life. And so we need to understand when we tell stories and we become better at telling stories, we cause our audience to want to lean in and connect with us and resonate with the characters in the story. So storytelling is more than just storytelling. It's powerful because it gives our listeners handles on our content. Don't get me wrong. Great education is important. Great principles and great points matter. They do help our audience to grow and to learn and improve. But if we can go up another level and add storytelling to our content, we are giving people firm, great handle grips on what it is we're saying and the change that we're trying to help them bring. As a matter of fact, I can think of one of the moments where I used this principle myself. Many years ago, I was doing similar to this. I was training young speakers how to speak in front of an audience. And I was talking to them about the importance of storytelling, where we see ourselves in the story. We see ourselves in the characters in the story. And very, very crucially, we access a willingness to engage the emotional journey of that character. And so I began to lay out a story to these young, hopeful, aspiring communicators. And the story was the story of a man who'd been hoping and longing for something to be fulfilled in his life for a very, very long time. And to make a long story short, this man had been telling his friends and his family and the people in his community about this incredible dream he had, but it was taking a very, very long time for this dream to come to pass. And I told this story as if I were the main character. And the story itself crescendos with this man's vision, his dream finally coming to pass in his old age. And I remember vividly telling these young communicators the story of this man's journey. And as I told the story, I didn't just boringly communicate the facts and the sequence and the timeline of his story, but rather I committed 100% to engaging with the emotional journey of this key character in the story. And as I was telling the story through the eyes of the main character, I found myself so emotionally engaged with that story that I literally began to tear up in my face as I felt and experienced his elation and his joy as he observed the first signs of his dream coming to pass. And I remember being caught in this moment of telling this story, feeling the deep emotions of this character in this story, and watching the faces of these young people in front of me as no doubt they felt inspired and maybe even a little awkward as they realized how deeply I was committed to telling this story from the character's emotional vantage point. But here's the key. As I told this story, the entire room was utterly fixated on the details of the story and leaning in body, mind, and soul. That's what we want to happen when we tell stories in presentations. We've got to be willing to go further than the audience. We've got to engage the journey of the character, and we need to resonate with the emotions that that character is feeling. Tell the story that way, especially if it's your own story. Tell it the way you lived it, and that will cause your audience to lean in. Storytelling is so, so powerful. Number two, in this episode today, let's talk about the super importance of drawing expertise from experience. Really, this should be logical. This should be straightforward. People should understand that to claim that you have experience or expertise therefore infers that you have the other. If you say you're an expert, it must be because you've got some experience. If you've got lots of experience, it must afford you the ability to say that you're an expert. And so we need to understand that principle, that we draw our expertise from our experience. In other words, what you have lived through, what you have learned through, what you have survived through, become the gold that somebody else gets to draw from. I remember teaching people this principle that some of the challenges and difficult things that we go through in our life's journey are our best teachers if we're allowing it to teach us in that moment. We learn our best stuff in crisis and in trial and in challenge. When times are good, it's enjoyable, but we don't take on board a whole lot of new learnings. When times are tough, we learn a whole lot. And if we're really wise, we understand that surviving our difficult chapters is not just about our own survival. We come to recognize that in the same way, there is no olive oil unless the olive gets crushed. There is no tasty wine for us to enjoy unless the grape gets stomped on. In the same way, we need to understand as communicators, the very best that we will ever offer to our audience comes from our lived experience, challenges that we got through, challenges that we survived and came through the other side of, because that becomes the gold that we deliver to our audience. Don't get me wrong, great content will always be built on great structure and great principles, and there is so much education that you can help people with. However, if you can layer on top of all of that expertise from lived experience, where you have accepted the fact that your pain becomes somebody else's advantage, you become an incredibly greater speaker, bringing so much more transformation to the lives of your listeners. Let's get to one more point in this episode, and that is the clarity of language. I really want to focus on that word clarity. It's vital. And what I'm inferring there is that you can have language by word, by structure, by sentence, by dynamics that are blurry. For example, if you imagine that while I'm talking to you today, I was stuttering and tripping over my words, and I was stopping for extended periods of time to try and think of the right sentence to say, what that does is it brings a blurriness into my communication. What I would be better to do is to slow my cadence, take more time, think clearly, choose my words clearly, and try as best as I can to have one attempt at each word, each sentence, each paragraph. Every time I have to repeat myself, not for reinforcement, but because I need a replay because I stuffed up the first run, that teaches us that we are putting blurriness into the language of our communication. For us to have clarity, it means that we are having well-chosen words, well-structured sentences, well-ordered thoughts that allow us to deliver a clear communication to our listeners. And really, here is the main fulcrum of why I'm drawing this to your attention. The clarity of our language dictates the clarity of the images that get triggered in the minds of our listeners. Words are always triggers for images. If the words are blurry, the pictures will be blurry. The problem with blurry pictures, especially in a team context or a training context, if the pictures in the minds of our listeners are blurry, they are unable to go away and outwork the very thing that we were trying to teach them. The clarity of your words dictates the clarity of the pictures that get triggered in people's minds. And if they have clear pictures, suddenly the vision that you're forecasting is accessible and doable. Clarity of language is super important. Clarity of words, clarity of pictures, clarity of doability. That's all we got time for in this episode. Join me again for tips on how to become a better speaker.
You have been listening to The Healthy Leadership Mentor with Andrew Gray. This episode was proudly sponsored by APG Elite, home of world-class mentoring, management, and consulting. Find out how APG Elite can help transform your organization by visiting apgelite.com.au. Or if you would like to subscribe to Andrew's weekly newsletter, you can do that by visiting andrew-gray.ck.page. For all other links, including Instagram and TikTok, see the show notes. Until next episode, thanks for tuning in.